The Gilded Age Mansions, New York, erased. William K. Vanderbilt's Triple Palace. Yes, exactly that. The Triple Palace, three palaces under one roof. A home where one family tried to stay together while the walls whispered of power, money, and secrets. Picture it. Brownstone, columns, lion heads along the cornices, bronze doors that cost as much as a small fortress. Inside, mother-of-pearl butterflies, a Japanese salon, a three-story gallery, balls for 1,000 guests. A symbol of the Gilded Age and its most insidious trap. And then, silence, wills, quarrels, taxes. A house meant to live forever suddenly became expendable, divided, remodeled, and erased from the map. Why did New York allow the Vanderbilt Palace to disappear? Family decisions? The pressure of new money? Or a city that swallows its own legends? What do we lose when we let masterpieces vanish without a trace? This is the story of a palace meant to unite a dynasty, and of a city that erased it. Step inside and see how ambitions, a will, and taxes pushed a masterpiece to the brink. If you love honest stories about architecture and power, subscribe and hit the bell. Comment where you'd go first, the gallery, the library, or the Japanese salon. Stay till the end. I'll show when and why the Triple Palace disappeared. Chapter 1. Three Palaces Under One Roof. So let's step inside. Picture this. You are on Fifth Avenue in 1882, craning your neck at a brownstone stronghold that runs an entire city block. Not one mansion, not two, but three complete palaces, joined shoulder to shoulder, each with its own entrance, its own staircases, its own identity, yet presenting a single, unbroken front of power. They called it the Triple Palace. 645th Avenue, an address that redefined how America's richest families could live together. William Henry Vanderbilt, the railroad titan who doubled his father's already astonishing fortune, had a plan. Keep the family close. Give them palaces. Make proximity possible without surrendering privacy. Here is what made it audacious. While other Gilded Age dynasties scattered across separate blocks, competing to outshine one another with solitary showpieces, William Henry chose another path. He wanted his daughters near, he wanted his own realm, and he wanted the world to see the Vanderbilts as a single force, a dynasty that preferred closeness over distance. Three structures, one continuous roofline, a shared declaration. The southern wing was his, a double-wide residence where he and his wife, Maria Luisa, could host the city's elite, display a world-class art collection, and live with the ceremony of European aristocracy. The northern sections belonged to his daughters, one half for Emily and her husband, William Douglas Sloan, the other for Margaret and her husband, Elliot Fitz Shepherd. Separate households, shared blood, connected stone. Yet here is the truth about building walls to hold a family together. Architecture can fuse facades. It cannot guarantee hearts will follow. The plan, however, was meticulous. Each family enjoyed full independence, its own front doors opening onto Fifth Avenue, its own service entries on 51st and 52nd Streets, its own kitchens, its own staff quarters. You could pass years in one section and never cross into another unless you wished. From the street, though, the effect was singular, one formidable, seamless fortress. Unity by design, privacy by plan. Let that settle for a moment. William Henry.